though.
Hi, is this Miss Crystal?
Yes.
This is Allison with Family First Care. You spoke with Rachel last week, or this week, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to let you know, so we were assisting you with your application for home care. Do you remember the waiver?
Yes, I think so. I'm not sure. My daughter talked to a few people.
So I just wanted to let you know that you're approved.
Okay.
And did you get a call from insurance yet, Keystone First?
No.
Okay, let me see. So what will happen is the county assistance office sends the approval for the program to your insurance company, and they assign you somebody that is going to come out and do a last final appointment for home care hours a week. And you said your daughter was going to take care of you?
Yes.
Okay.
She's also concerned about pay. How much does this agency pay?
So for the average of 40 hours, we can do 15 an hour, and anything worked above 40 is paid time and a half. And then once we get you the, that's like the general response I can give you.
Where are you located at?
We just moved. We used to be in Germantown, but we are located right now. It is One Winding Drive, and the zip code is 19131, so in North Philly.
You said Lincoln Drive.
Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G.
Where is that? I mean, which street is that?
Let me see. You know what? It's a new area to me, too. I know right behind us is the Schuylkill Expressway.
Oh, my daughter doesn't drive. That's why I'm trying to see.
No, that's okay. Everything can be done online.
All right. Let me call her.
Yeah, and so hold on one second because I want to see if somebody is assigned to you yet. Okay. So you do have a service coordinator at the insurance. Did you want me to give you that information?
I talked to her. She just didn't come out yet.
Oh, got it. Okay. Did you guys schedule or
yeah.
Not yet? Okay.
Yeah.
When is that for?
I think today. I'm not sure. I think today.
Beautiful.
But I'll call you back.
Yeah, my name is Allison. If you have any questions or if your daughter has any questions, just give me a call back at this direct line, okay?
So she can, if she do the application over the phone, then what else does she have to do?
So it will include all like regular working papers, W-4-I-9, direct deposit. There is a state mandatory at any home health care agency. It is a competency test. All that is just common knowledge, common test about taking care of a patient. Like, for example, what happens if they fall? Call emergency response systems.
She does all of that over the online?
Yep, all online. That is the only pressing thing. I don't know if she's already in healthcare already.
She's already in healthcare.
Okay, does she have a TB test within the last year?
I have to ask her.
Okay. So the only two pressing things would be the competency test. That's like kind of tedious, but that's everywhere you go, you're going to have to do that. And then the TB test. But if she's in healthcare already, she should have one within the last year. So that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Well, I'll call her and find out, and then I'll call you back.
You got it. I will be here.
What's the name of this agency?
It is Family First Care. LLC.
Family First Care, LLC, and it's $15 past 40 hours.
So it's for the average of 40 hours, we can do 15, and then up to, well, so anything above 40 hours is paid time and a half. We pay time and a half, anything over 40.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
But the hours are 15 because you're going to ask me.
Yeah, you could say for the average of 40 hours. I don't know how many. That's why I want to give her a pay rate when we have the hours available. But that's like my general response for it right now because we don't have the set hours and that's what we pay based off of.
Oh, about the hours. Okay, so it could be more than 15.
Yeah, we could definitely. If it's lower than 40 hours, we can work with her.
All right. Let me call.
Absolutely.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, if you have any questions, just reach out.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.